From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei. A proposed high-speed rail service that would connect downtown Miami to Orlando's airport took center stage during a discussion in Miami-Dade yesterday. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Julia Duba was there.
You might call it an understatement to say that traffic is an issue in South Florida.
You know, one of the things I've said for a long time is that there are only two man-made things you can see from space. One is the Great Wall of China. The other one is the Dade-Broward line.
Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez, poking fun at the frequent line of bumper-to-bumper traffic on I-95 at the panel discussion. All Aboard Florida is a subsidiary of Florida East Coast Industries. It held an event to discuss the proposed passenger rail service that would connect Miami to Orlando with stops in Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach. The idea is to build more businesses near the stations and collect more tourism dollars. Adam Old is a council person for the village of El Portal, which is sliced on its east side by a stretch of an FEC track.
We need to be getting out of our cars and using bicycles more.
Old says he came to the event to ask about putting a bike trail near the tracks to minimize the traffic caused by more trains.
This is like such a no-brainer. Put the trail alongside the tracks. There's plenty of room. It's totally safe.
An All Aboard Florida representative said there are no specific plans to build bike paths along the tracks, but that it is on the radar. I'm Julia Duba in Miami.
Governor Rick Scott has a message for Florida's highway speed demons. Not so fast. The governor says he will veto a bill that would have increased the speed limit on Florida highways from 70 to 75 miles per hour. Scott said he will stand with law enforcement, who urged him to veto the legislation. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei. Here's Paul Leary.